And we have many different kinds of insulin. Usually the different kinds of insulin vary by how quickly they get absorbed, that is, how quickly they get to work, how long they stay in the system, and how they work over time.
Besides NPH and R, other insulin treatments include rapid acting, which works immediately, and long acting, which can last up to 24 hours.
I'm looking at your numbers today for your sugars, and they look pretty good. Mm-hmm. I think dropping you down to that 1 R in the morning might do the trick.
You drop me down to 1 R?
Mm-hmm.
Can you please tell me that next time?
I thought I did. Your dad and I talked about it last night.
No, you didn't.
So you had 6 N and 1 R this morning, and you were perfect all day long. Let's see how you are at dinner time. You almost done?
Yep. Wait, isn't it time to check my sugar?
Yep.
It was just kind of weird because I have all this stuff now, and I pretty much have to change my schedule. I got this meter to test my sugar.
It's 120.
120, still right in the perfect range.
Insulin, syringes, glucose tablets, all kinds of new stuff that I really never thought I would ever use.
That's it.
Stung a little bit today.
Tiny little bit.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey,
how
are you doing? Colin, how is school?
Good.
How you feeling?
Good.
Yeah, was Jerome back today?
He
was great today, actually. I got an email.
The only thing I knew about insulin before all this started was that diabetics needed it to stay alive. I had no idea about the different types. I had no idea how much times a day they need to get it. I was pretty ignorant on it.
So I moved him to 6N and 1R today. We did 2R yesterday, and it looks like that's the number for now. So
very good.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Okay.
If you have an active lifestyle, have an insulin schedule that adapts to you.
I have to do a lot of carb counting, like weighing out my foods on my scale, because some foods have a lot of carbs that I used to eat a ton of. Now I really can't do that.
Do you need your scale?
Yes. How much does it have to weigh, Dad?
10 or 12 grams.
That's a lot of veggies.
Ryan, it's like 25 after. We've got to really get going to class. So why don't you finish dinner? Your karate uniform is still in that bag in the van.
Adjusting to mealtime blood sugars is just a warm-up for the Burks. Ryan's evening is just getting started.
All right, Ryan, you got to eat that really fast in the car, okay?
One, two, three,
there's no vacation from diabetes. There's no weekends. There's no holidays. He's going to have to take this insulin for the rest of his life. He's going to have to check his blood fingers, prick his fingers for the rest of his life. He's going to have to watch his diet. He's going to have to exercise. It's just hard knowing that he's going to have to go through this.
Do what you need to do to lead as normal a life as possible. There are skydivers, and there are pitchers, and there are football players, and there are Everest climbers who have diabetes, and usually type 1 diabetes, who are very determined to show that they can lead a perfectly normal life.
You gotta go home and get changed really fast.
Sounds correct.
Good. Mr. Lee was taking it because Mr. Eddie was feeling good.
I've often been asked if taking insulin disrupts your life, and the answer is it changes your life. You have the new normal. The new normal is the requirement that you have to take insulin. It just is. It's like brushing your teeth, combing your hair, doing whatever else you have to do, and you take insulin. Insulin works beautifully to lower blood sugars, but it's not always an exact science. Sometimes you can overshoot and go what we call low.
If I feel high or low, I test my blood sugar. I just test it because I have to retest it every in 15 minutes after I test it and it's low.
There's only one problem.
What's that?
That's the R.
That is a problem, isn't it? Well then here, let's test your blood sugar.
Well, he takes two kinds of insulin and an R. The N is at night, the R is supposed to be for dinner.
And for some reason, I just grabbed the wrong one. I guess I just don't do it enough yet. 171. That's a lie.
It was 168 at karate.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you do a lot of stuff at karate? We're still trying to get to where we can, you know, have as close to a normal life as we can, and we're making the adjustments.
Let's wait a little bit to have your snack.
I think he had a good day today. His numbers were okay. A little high tonight, but it's still within his acceptable range. Okay. It's funny because everybody I talk to says they know a diabetic. They know friend, uncle, aunts. They all know somebody who's a diabetic, and they all say the same thing. Oh, yeah, this person's doing great. This one just had a baby. That one's a lawyer or whatever. But what they don't see is everything that you have to do to get to that point. And that's where the stage we're in now.
Let's talk about what insulin you're on. You want to tell me what you're taking now?
I'm getting NPH and R.
Okay, and how much NPH are you getting?
Back at Dr. Kogan's office, Ryan and his parents are learning more about how to manage Ryan's blood sugars with insulin. The knowledge they gain will help ease their fears about diabetes and help the entire family adjust to a life with insulin.
Do you know why you have to give shots and not able to take the insulin by pill?
Because your stomach will destroy the insulin before it even gets into your bloodstream.
He's the scientist.
Well, we're going to work well together. I like to work with scientists.
We learned a lot, and I think we got some good information that will help us care for Ryan in the future.
I can watch him now. I can watch him when he gets older. But I'm not always going to be there for him. And I just hope that through those years, he kind of learns to know what to do. And I'm sure he will.
If you have type 1 diabetes and you want to live an active lifestyle, go for it. But go for it in a way that means you're checking your blood sugar so you know what it is. Go for the gold. Do what you need to do to control your sugar.
Yes, I think it's way easier. I think I can still do all the stuff I normally did. I just have to watch what I eat and keep my blood sugar stable.
While people with type 1 diabetes like Ryan have to adjust to insulin treatment immediately upon diagnosis, many people with type 2 diabetes can manage their blood sugar levels for years with diet and exercise before having to start on insulin.
Okay? I'm gonna hand it off to you and put it in your bag. You run. All right, go.
Great.
After I was diagnosed with diabetes, I learned that there was no cure for it.
Go.
Then I started reading and trying to figure out what did I have to do. What was my responsibility?
Holding number, Grandpa.
Holding
on the plate.
I had you.
Steve Gant is resistant to starting insulin treatment.
I had you in the clutches.
He is having a difficult time getting past his belief that starting insulin means his body is failing him.
God, you guys got
Mr. Gant's feeling that starting insulin is the beginning of the end is not uncommon.
Steve's endocrinologist, Dr. Caroline Huang, is an associate clinical professor of medicine at Georgetown University.
It's just a matter of trying to get Mr. Gant to understand what insulin really is. In fact, I would tell him that maybe this will be the beginning of the beginning, in which he'll actually start to feel better.
You got no soul.
Still, on the advice of his doctor, Steve is trying to adopt a healthier lifestyle to control his blood sugars before he hits the point of needing insulin injections.
Dip.
In our type 2 diabetes patients that are just starting treatment, the cornerstone of therapy I always mention is lifestyle. It's getting to a healthier weight, it's starting to incorporate daily physical activity.
It also means using moderation when it comes to foods that are high in sugar that raise blood glucose levels quickly.
These garlic.
I put garlic on it.
Okay, solid. I would consider myself a good diabetes patient.
Right. Mr. Gant has done a pretty good job of his diabetes management. We do know, though, that he could probably do a better job with managing his blood sugars, checking his blood sugars, taking his medication regularly, and really owning up to what diabetes is.
But like so many people, Steve finds it difficult to live a healthy lifestyle day in and day out.
On the road all day. I mean, I barely stop to eat. I grab something, get right back in the car, which is bad.
However, when Dr. Wong told Steve a few months ago that losing weight could go a long way toward helping control his diabetes, Steve didn't even have to think about it.
When you and I talk,
she says, I want you to lose 10 pounds. I says, 10 pounds? I'll lose 30. How much you want?
Steve is fortunate. He's got a strong family support system, and that's helping him keep healthy habits and, as a result, keep his blood sugars under control.
We need to test our blood.
People with diabetes should have a blood sugar level under 120 before a meal.
Gotcha.
Hey, that was good.
Right. Let's see. 102, that's not good.
I can eat dinner.
Yeah, you can.
How about you?
I don't know, I'm scared.
Most people with diabetes test their blood sugar several times a day to keep very close and constant tabs on glucose levels.
Ouch.
I'm gonna
milk it out.
Gosh. Wow.
That's okay.
135, but that's middle.
Okay, I'm gonna do my medicine now.
Are you gonna stick yourself?
I am.
Okay, I am leaving. I don't like to watch her with needles.
It's not that big a deal.
But to determine whether a person with diabetes is truly managing glucose levels consistently, doctors need to use a specific test called an A1C test.
Okay, you can relax your hand.
The hemoglobin A1C is a test that we measure on an every 3-month basis in patients with diabetes. It's a blood test that indicates to us what their average blood sugar has been over the last 3 months. And what it really is hemoglobin in the red blood cells is a protein. And sugars or glucose in the blood, when they're elevated, will attach to these proteins. And because the red blood cell lives for 3 months, this is where we get this every 3-month average test. Mr. Gant's blood sugar levels and his A1Cs indicate that he's still above goal at target with an A1C of 7.8%.
The A1C goal for people with diabetes is under 7%.
That's what happens when you...
So, Dad?
Yes?
What do you miss eating? I know things I miss when I have to...
I miss eating French fries.
Mr. Gant currently, after having approximately 9 years of diabetes, is at a point where he's now maximized on 3 oral medications. And generally, after 2 to 3 oral medications, when they've been maximized to their full potential, you know that the pancreas is starting to fail. It's not being able to keep up where it needs to be to keep the sugars in the blood down.
I miss eating pecan pie.
I think Mr. Gant is looking at insulin in the next, either the next several months or next year, unless he can achieve in weight management, dietary habits, or improving his exercise potential.
While Steve feels having to take insulin means his body is failing him,